about you, but I love this. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." That's right, friend. It is by grace through faith, and it is a gift of God. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Hey, good to see you. Happy Sunday, this November 6th, first Sunday of November 2016. Hey, if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, it is, I'll tell you what, it's more than just another program that just plays music, hits a play button on a CD player. No, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement. Yeah, it's a program that really prepares our hearts and minds on Jesus. And I'll tell you what, I think you'll be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. I really do believe that. I got some great God-honoring music on the way, including this one from the Martins. And I Can Sing of Your Love Forever here on today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio.
And the sea, your river runs with love for me, so I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, so I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down.
I can sing of your love.
Yeah, the Martins said, "I Can Sing of Your Love Forever." Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. My name is Joey Kroll. So did you have a chance to watch any of the World Series? I'll tell you what, I would probably say, I haven't looked at any numbers, probably the most watched World Series in a long time, especially with the Cubs and so forth. And I'll tell you what, Cal Ripken is a baseball player. He played 21 years with the Baltimore Orioles, and he's has several records of home runs and hits. Probably one of his most significant achievements was for 16 straight years. Listen to this. For 16 straight years, he played in every single game. 2,632 consecutive games played by Cal Ripken. I'll tell you. Interesting enough, that's exactly what makes someone a star in God's book. Faithfully showing up to do his work each and every day. Think about that. The results, the success, it's not our business. It's God's business. Just keep faithfully showing up for God's work every day, friend. And when you round the bases for the very last time, you can expect to be greeted at home plate by Jesus himself saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, he lives who once was dead. He lives, my
thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Right, we've come to lift up the name that is above every name. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you here on this first Sunday of November. And I'll tell you what, it is so easy to become worried. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen on that one? Because, I mean, you just look at the headlines, turn on the news, go on Facebook. It is so easy to become worried. But friend, what do you do with your worries? What do you do with your worries? Do you turn them inward or do you turn them upward? In Philippians chapter 4, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God." E.M. Bounds said one time, "Prayer moves the hand that moves the world."
Thank you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship. We've come to celebrate the name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And I'll tell you what, it is easy to lose sight that God has it all in the palm of his hands. It's so easy to forget that. I mean, if we're really honest with ourselves, and I don't know if you're in that season today, and I'm not sure, but let me just encourage you from God's word today. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal."
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down.
If God were to ask you, "Why should I let you into heaven?" how would you answer? Does your answer include a list of good things you've done? If so, then we need to talk. Call 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds my future, and life, it's worth the living just because He lives.
Tell you what, she's just got a great voice. Nicole C. Mullen, and Because He Lives, here on today's edition of Sunday Worship, right here on Great News Radio. It is Joey Kroll with you, and hey, if you got some time, maybe today, tonight, tomorrow, connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. In fact, you know, with the election year taking place, all the negativity that that comes with that, I promise you, you'll find some encouragement when you connect with us on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio. Hey, don't forget, coming up, Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central. That's 8:32 a.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, though, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Sunday.